Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in. Thanks to Paul Mills, Wichita State men's basketball coach, for stopping by. If you missed anything there, you can go back and listen for free on the Odyssey app. That'll get podcasted out for you. Good conversations there about Shocker basketball. They have a massive, massive, exciting opportunity ahead of them tomorrow, a true road game at Boise State, a team that's right around the top 50 in the country right now. The metrics like them offensively, defensively. This looks like a tournament team out of a good league, true road game. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have it for you tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, of course. On the program, we've been talking Chiefs. We've got some Chiefs comments we'll get to here in just a second. We will talk to Josh Briscoe, our Chiefs Insider, Chiefs Radio Network. That's coming up in a little bit, and we will get to Darren Peterson and KU a little later in the hour as well. So a lot coming up for you here. It's all on tap for you, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for that holiday fun while everyone's in town. Make it maybe the WBC unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. It'll be a lot to cram in here, TJ, in this hour. But real quick reaction there to Coach Mills. I think that you know, we're seeing exactly what we'd hope to see out of Shocker basketball three games in. I mean,
I think
with the step up in competition will be good and yes, well timed.
It will. I think that, you know, he's playing it, you know, close to the vest about not close to the vest. I think that he's being cautiously optimistic. But I think that
absolutely,
he feels the same way that we do. I think that, like, they know how good this team can be, but I also think that they know that there's been 7-0 starts to seasons that have turned right into what they don't want to happen. And so I think that that's for myself as well. Everybody keeps asking me what I think of the Shockers, and I have to keep talking myself down of, like, this team's going to the tournament.
It feels a little different. It's a little easier to see the pieces fitting together. We said it in the offseason. On paper, like, the idea of these pieces together, yes, make a lot of sense. Like, they do seem to fit together well, and then there are a couple other developments in that, TJ Williams being somebody that looks like he can help and be a player right away. That's maybe not something we expected because we hadn't seen it yet. We certainly had high expectations for him in general. And then the other part is they have the right attitude, right? Yep. From everything we've been told all offseason by people close to the program, directly from people in the program, to anecdotally what you hear from the TBT guys, like this, a group that people are like, oh yeah, we like this group.
So yeah, I think that it's not so much the fact that we're that us and fans and you know, sure, even the Shockers a little bit are pounding their chest about a win over Loyola Chicago. Well, the thing that gets people so excited is that it's this team compared to last year's team or the year before's team or even the year before that's team. Like, it wasn't even a Paul Mills team. Like, this is the best team since Tyson Etienne and Dexter Dennis are playing. And you could make an argument that if they're even better than that, we don't know yet. But like, on paper, we've seen the successes.
Yeah, they've played a couple of games. They've looked really good. It is reaffirming what we'd hoped out of the team. They're winning. They're winning by big margins, and they're winning in a way that we hoped they'd be able to. Pretty soon, there will be games against Boise State, St. Mary's, and then either Colorado State or Virginia Tech, and one more. Like, there's going to be a bunch of really good games we see before Christmas that, you know, are really going to tell us a lot. This is a nice schedule. This is a schedule to get us excited. And then, you know, the thing that gets me excited is the league is wide, wide open, right? This isn't the Hagerty Memphis teams where you can just pencil somebody, at least based on expectations, right? Which are worth very little these days, but like, it just feels like, why not Wichita State in the league based on what we've seen through three games? They're about to take it on the road and play a big one against Boise. All right, a couple comments here on the Chiefs as we get ready to bring in Joshua Briscoe in the next segment. Rick says he's glad he doesn't have, TJ was mentioning the Christmas game, Amazon, so he doesn't have to watch it. That was probably the top sentiment on the groups of Chiefs, you know, people and texts and everything yesterday that I was getting. Was everyone was like, all right, well, the season's over. We don't have to worry about that anymore. It's not. It'll be stressful. There's probably two losses away from it being like put a nail in their coffin done. And look, they're going to come out and they're going to look like world leaders. At least I'll call it two times in the next month. Yeah. Like, they're just going to smash people and be like, there it is, they're back.
It's going to be, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Thanksgiving game at Dallas whenever the entire country is watching them again at prime time.
Man, I'd be careful with that game. That game I need to see Dallas tonight. You know, they made those trades. They got into a bye week. They've had a little time to mix them in. Again, my expectations for Dallas are low this year. I've told everybody in the world that through the offseason, like they're not going to be good on defense. This isn't going to be it. This isn't going to be the year. They are going all in, or they should, for next year. And you saw the beginnings of that by those trades. They did just get two players added to their defense that are significant upgrades for them. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, like that's that game. I'm in Dallas because offensively, oh, yeah, they're a really good team. Offensively, when their weakness is probably a good pass rush, which the Chiefs do not have. So it's like, okay, that one actually does worry me a little bit now. Chiefs play on the road.
Yes, that was just a joke of that'd be the true Chiefs fashion of in prime time in front of the whole country. Listen, you play good.
Yesterday they were in front of the whole country coming off of a bye Sunday week too, with everything to play for, and they could not have fallen flatter. Everyone is perfect on social media, says on X, that the Chiefs are 1-4 on the road this year. They'd have to win three playoff road games. Now, it's a good point to think about their chances at a Super Bowl, how bad they've played on the road, knowing that they would have to go on the road to do it. I would imagine by the time, if that becomes a conversation to have, that will probably lean more into 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl going on the road than this year. And that's probably irresponsible of us. We probably should look more at what happened this year in the regular season. It's a good point. I mean, look, this was always a year of a little bit of unknown for the Chiefs, right? Like it ended so poorly last year. We were unknown on, can a rookie left tackle make all the difference? What's Rashee Rice going to look like when he comes back? Well, the rookie left tackle has looked good, and then he had a time away from the team. And Rice, before drops yesterday, had looked good. Xavier Worthy's kind of been a non-factor. Like a lot of the things we thought, and they're having to lean into Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce shouldn't be the guy they're having to lean into in early November. Like he's supposed to be playoff Travis Kelce. They have all these other things, yet they're getting to the point where they got to throw it to Kelce 13 times. What the hell's going on with Xavier Worthy?
No.
Right? What's going on with Rashee Rice? Catch the ball. Like, Kelce's an old man. He does not need 13 targets in a game. As great as he is, like that's not going to be the winning formula for the Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, so what's the Chiefs record? They're 5-5.
Yeah.
So through 10 games that season, the Chiefs were 7-3. Then they lost three of their next five. Stretch.
Right.
And then they won seven games in a row and won the Super Bowl, basically. So
it's not, it's a week to week proposition. The Chiefs are the team that smashed the Ravens even before Lamar Jackson got hurt. They beat the Lions and they're still like on paper, toe to toe, fine to play anybody. I mean, it's just the likelihood that they don't play particularly well is high. I mean, it's high. Max jokes that they're the greatest 5-5 team in NFL history. I'm not sure that they're the greatest 5-5 team in the NFL this year. Baltimore's 5-5. They haven't had Lamar Jackson for a while. Lamar Jackson played terrible yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like terrible. And they won.
And they freaking won that game. I watched that game and I was hate watching so bad just to prove you wrong that the Ravens aren't good.
Yeah, they're fine. They're okay. I think Cleveland does have a good defense, but
we haven't even talked about Shador Sanders. He played yesterday.
I know, right? I flipped it when the second I heard that it was on. I wasn't watching Red Zone when the Chiefs were playing. I was just watching the Chiefs, and then I heard in the update, and Shador Sanders is leading him down the field. I was like, couldn't find the remote fast enough. I was like,
that's what it looked like at Kwitch too. I said, Rachel, come over here. Shador's playing.
So we flipped it over, and then I watched him for like three plays, and he looked terrible. So I don't know how he looked overall, but for those three plays I flipped over during the commercial break, it was not good. I don't even know why he played. I haven't even had a chance to look at all that yet. We're going to get into, it is absolutely, usually I'm telling you, I've been the one right here on this show the last 3 years. Like, it's fine. Everybody like, don't panic. They're going to get to the playoffs and then we'll take it from there. Right. And then they'll match up and we'll get there. Last year. It was, yeah, I know they haven't lost any games, but man, they have some major deficiencies that are a problem on the offensive line. This year, guys, the path is not good. Like, it's going to be really difficult for them to get in right now. And I don't know what else to say. Like, that, this is not one of those don't panic years. Like, the panic right now is absolutely appropriate. It is appropriate panic time. I can almost certainly assure you that Joshua Briscoe will be panicking when we talk to him in a couple minutes here. And that could be an entertaining conversation. We'll have it next for you. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming right up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, we welcome you back in here. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, joined now by Joshua Briscoe, Chiefs Radio Network, pre- and post-game coverage each and every weekend right here on the Odyssey family of networks with Josh. You can find him also on the Everything Else and Only Weird Games on the KC Sports Network, on social media there and the podcast and the streams. And, you know, Josh, I was worried about you. I almost texted you to check in yesterday. I was a little concerned. I was like, boy, this was a frustrating loss. That feels like that one might be a little emotional there. That game was very annoying.
It certainly was. Annoying is a very fair, kind way to describe what we saw happen yesterday. The post game shows a pretty well oiled machine. We've got a really excellent crew that is able. This is not leading into a joke about how the Chiefs don't have this. This is just true. We have an excellent crew where everybody is super good at their job and keeps us all moving on time and everything. So if anything, I would say yesterday's show was shorter than I wanted it to be, because usually the shows go a little longer when we have more interviews and more positive things to talk about after a win. And yesterday, I think we probably talked about this last week, you know, just the import of that game altogether. That was a really big regular season game for the Chiefs and probably the most important AFC West game they've played in nearly a decade. And I think that means that's one of the worst regular season losses this team has had in roughly that period of time. I mean, it's pretty bleak stuff. They're 500 during the 11th week of the NFL season. That's not good.
Josh, we'll talk about the game and how it happened, everything, but we'll jump right into the big stuff that everybody's talking about at work on this Monday morning.
Is the Shockers? How about those Shocks? Let's go.
That's right. That's exactly what I said. Is the dream dead for the Chiefs? What is attainable at this point?
Okay, so here's the good news, I guess. And I don't know. I was texting my brother about this last night. He didn't want to hear it, so I understand if a lot of people don't want to hear it today. I think the AFC West is nearly completely out of the picture. Like, if you want to talk about the dream, the 10th consecutive AFC West, you would just need the Broncos to implode in a way that seems unlikely, while also having an incredible stretch of football the rest of the way, which seems equally unlikely. I don't think this team's going 11-5, which is funny to say. I do still think they're probably a wild card team. And the good news on the dream, as you ask it, TJ, the good news is that I don't know if there are any teams in the AFC that I fully believe in, who I fully buy into as proper top-line AFC Super Bowl contenders. Maybe this is the year for the Bills. Maybe you do get the Patriots resurgence. There have to be two teams playing in the AFC Championship game, and I think at least one of those teams is going to be a surprise. So I have a bunch of 5-5 teams. Are you telling me that you were more convinced by the Ravens squeaking by the Browns yesterday to get to 5-5? No, I think those teams are the Chiefs and Ravens, pretty similar teams in identical spots almost at this point. The playoff pitch isn't dead, and if they make the playoffs, there is always a chance that Patrick Mahomes carries a team that's been struggling to its best three games in a row, and suddenly we're talking about the AFC Championship game, we're talking about a Super Bowl. The truth is, though, of course, you can't assume that. Right now, you can't even assume that they're going to be a playoff team, because at this moment, they're still not. They had a real chance yesterday to wash away a lot of the sins of the first half of the season, to say, hey, we're 5-4, but winning this game means we're probably favored to win the West, and certainly we're back in the playoff picture in a really positive way. And they laid a pretty big egg in an effort to do that.
And before we get into the specifics of yesterday, just sort of on this topic, I think, you know, for Baltimore, I think what scares me about Baltimore is their schedule down the stretch is not that difficult. The Chiefs is obviously a gauntlet. So then we look through it, and they'll have to beat Houston. They will have to beat the Chargers. Those are absolute musts. But can Jacksonville lose, let's call it three games? Can the Chargers lose three games down the stretch? I think that's what it will take at minimum. And then the Chiefs are going to have to go 6-1 because the tiebreakers aren't in their favor. The Jags' schedule is pretty tough. They haven't played Indianapolis yet. They have Denver. You can look at their remaining schedule, and Chiefs fans just root hard for the Colts, I think, from here on out. The Colts can help the Chiefs a ton. But, you know, their schedule is not as soft, I don't think, as the Ravens. And then the Chargers is pretty difficult as well. It's about like Kansas City's. So you're going to need help. You're going to have to play well. They haven't played. Like, that's right. We can dissect the rest of everybody's schedule to hope it's in there, but at some point, that if the Chiefs don't play better, they're not going to go 6-1 down the stretch here. Like, it's not happening. So you got to just start with them.
That I completely agree with you there. That's the thing of just like, hey, people ought to know that the door isn't wide open, but the window is open for them to make that run. But the team that we watched play yesterday isn't doing that. The team that showed up against the Bills, like you said, that's not a 6-1 football team starting with the Colts on their own schedule. I don't think there's any argument against that. So I think the team and fans need to know that while the AFC West is virtually over, the playoff seed is not. The wild card opportunity is not. If you play like you've seen this team play in the last two games, it's just not going to matter. It doesn't matter what the Jags do, what the Chargers do, what the Ravens do, because you have to have your team playing better football. The upsetting thing about all of that is that I think, for the most part, when we talk about the Chiefs, even when we've talked about them through the ups and downs this year, it's, well, they're still the Chiefs. Like, they do still have Patrick Mahomes. They do still have Spags and Andy Reid. And so there's always this feeling of like, yeah, even when they're in the muck, when they're in the mire, when they're in the tar pit with all these other teams that are in a similar place, well, I'll pick the Chiefs out of that bucket because they've done this before so many times. And they have the game breakers, if you will, specifically Mahomes. Right now, I can't make a really strong argument on that one. To say like, oh no, I think if the Chiefs and Ravens played for their playoff lives in week 18 or if they next week, whatever it was, you match me up with any two teams, I can't tell you, no, I'll take the Chiefs when it really matters, because yesterday was a game that really mattered and they couldn't do it.
I know the Chiefs have, you know, earned the benefit of the doubt and everything of that nature. As I brought up earlier in the show, is the, you know, right now it's a little bit of the duck test. You know, does it fly like a duck, quack like a duck, and swim like a duck? It's probably a duck. The Chiefs make penalties, make stupid mistakes, and lose stupid games, and that's a team that is that. So, just going back to yesterday, just kind of what was it that, you know, cost them this game? Because there's no more excuses about. There's no Rashee Rice. There's no Josh Simmons.
Right.
That was the team that would play in the Super Bowl.
Right. To your point about them, let's say, safely ducking around too much. The problem for me and the thing that I'm like actually like pretty upset about is that that was the team after the bye. What's the pivot? Is if there is an evolution for this team, we were supposed to see it yesterday, which is, again, like you get a few steps into this and you start feeling like you're saying, well, I don't think Andy Reid has a pivot. Like, well, that seems stupid. That's been wrong every time over the last, most of his NFL career. I mean, I guess obviously in Philadelphia at some point the magic ran out or whatever. But since Andy Reid got to Kansas City, he's only won and turned things around and certainly with Mahomes. So it feels a little silly to be like, I don't see the pivot coming. But yesterday was the chance for that. Yesterday was essentially a AFC West qualifying game and out of the bye. And to your point, with the crew you wanted, with your basically your ideal training camp roster, you know, Isaiah Pacheco and that matters, but maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. Like Kareem Hunt was the only guy that got a designed run yesterday. And I know Breshard Smith is not really playing running back, and Elijah Mitchell or Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't really matter. They don't, I don't know. Kind of baffling to me how that's been built. But the thing that has really kind of gotten stuck in my craw that I don't think I'm going to feel better about anytime this season unless they end up making a run, you do have a better offensive line than you had last year by leaps and bounds. You have a better wide receiver room than you had last year, and it's healthy by leaps and bounds. The offense did have a stretch, had a moment of Lions, Raiders, Commanders, where those pieces, and obviously Lions was pre-Rashee Rice, but those three games gave you that feeling of, oh, okay, so they have found their groove offensively. This is a team that is going to bring these pieces together and be able to be at least as good as the sum of its parts. The offense we've seen these last two games has been no less painful than the 2024 offense when they just had to duct tape that thing together and keep it moving, which was in its own right really impressive considering the degree of difficulty there. But this year was supposed to be easier, more fun, more explosive, more consistent. And it just hasn't been any of those things over these last two games. And again, you talk about when the games matter, I'll pick the Chiefs. In fact, that's what I've done to two consecutive losses in Bills and Broncos games. Those games matter. I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, but those were games that had a ton of impact on what the future was going to be if they're making the playoffs at all. And there was no evolution. There was nothing easy offensively. There was no rhythm. I don't know. This sucks to say. This sucks. I don't know what the Chiefs offense is good at. Guys, they have Patrick Mahomes. They have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice and deep threat Tyquan Thornton, and they draft Xavier Worthy. I don't know what the offense does well right now, even with the best collection of talent they've had on that side of the ball in quite a while. It's really, really concerning.
They should throw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
They have Mahomes. That was not a good Mahomes game. That was a bad Mahomes game. He missed at least two touchdowns on deep balls, maybe three touchdowns on deep balls. He had critical drops. He was behind Breshard Smith on a first down throw that keeps he had a bad game. And so that's the part of this that also is interesting to me. I think the game plan was solid. They should have had 14 quick points off the top. Those balls, that the receiver was open, those should have been touchdowns, yep. And he missed the throws. The drops, those should have extended drives. So what are they good at? What did they play? The game plan was there. Like, it was good. They jump out of the gates with 14 quick points because he hits those throws, and we're having a very different conversation today, but he didn't. So I don't have any problem with the design of it. I'm not going to complain that they didn't run the ball more to Kareem Hunt. Maybe they should have adapted during the game and done that. Maybe. But the plays were there. The players didn't make the plays. So if you're going to tell me that this team is a good passing team, and I think that they are, but Mahomes didn't make the passes, I kind of just have to live with that. It's Mahomes. If their identity is to throw the ball, and it should be, and he's not making the plays, like, what are you going to do? It's Mahomes. If he's not making the plays, you're not winning the games. You just got to hope he makes the plays like he always has.
I think you're right about kind of the first 15 and some of those early misses. I think that's a really good call, because you're right. If those land, and it seems like the Chiefs had a real plan to push the ball downfield, try to go over the top, make Riley Moss make 1,000 penalties, which he obliged. So I think that facet of the game plan made a ton of sense, and you're absolutely right. Mahomes has to hit those. He hasn't been an elite deep ball thrower post Tyreek Hill. It's kind of been a slightly frustrating part of his otherwise like nearly immaculate game. But you're right, he's got to hit those. I think the thing that I would nitpick on game plan wise, going both back to how this season has gone so far and taking kind of the rest of the game there, is that there is so little rhythm. There are so few easy buttons. When I watch other offenses around the league, I do see throws that are set up for a quarterback to just make a read, deliver the football, pick up 6 or 7 yards, maybe you get some yak, and then you move on to the next thing. Mahomes, to me right now, is sort of stuck in this place where it feels like almost everything's a trick shot, where so many things are either, or it's a mountain of RPOs in this game, which they didn't really run against Buffalo, if memory's correct, but You're constantly running these RPOs where at the mesh point, Mahomes is going, I'm throwing this football. And then you're making all of these decisions in real time as the bullets are flying that way. I don't know. Mahomes will never say this, and I don't even know if he's feeling it. But man, I would really love to know what it felt like for Mahomes to be able to just sort of run an offense on its toes, and to be able to just sort of build these, and not like last year where it was ground and pound and just pray that nobody makes a mistake, but just finding a few of those easier things. Like, I don't know what's going on with the Rashee Rice parts of the offense at this point. And again, I think he had the back shoulder of his own. You can put execution issues on pretty much everybody, which is another collective thing where it's like, great. So everyone has a hand in this, including Mahomes, including Reed, including Rice. Everyone has a hand in this, and they're 5-5. That's a lot harder than cleaning up one thing. So I don't think that's good news, but I certainly think you're right that it's everybody involved. I would love for Mahomes to be able to have a couple of drives that aren't always about all of the processing he has to do and then making the exact right throw at the exact right time. I don't know if the wide receiver room has been less successful than they thought it was going to be. And again, so sort of a pivot, but like the like alpha Rashee Rice taking over some of the Travis Kelce role kind of thing isn't what we've seen the last couple of games, and we were seeing it a little bit, you know, as he was kind of making his return off the suspension. I don't know if that's still the plan. I don't know if defenses are taking that away and saying somebody else should beat us. But then, to your point, again, kind of full circle here, when you have Xavier Worthy open behind the defense down the field, someone else has beaten you, you have to take advantage of that. So that's, I don't think anybody can really claim to be blameless in this one, at least not on the offensive side.
What a weird time, Josh. At 11 a.m. yesterday, the Chiefs were the Super Bowl odds-on favorites from Vegas, and now we're here. Just to peel back the curtain, I talked to somebody about this yesterday. I started covering the team in 2022. This sucks. This isn't supposed to happen. Like, what is going on?
This is the way every other fan base feels.
Exactly. Yes. I was like, I've never seen the bad football. What's going on here?
Yeah, I since joining the Chiefs Radio Network, including the preseason, I'm 5-8. So you know, the preseason games, the results don't fire people up too much, but it does kind of change the tenor of it a little bit. And it's like, all right, we saw mostly backups, so I'm gonna just kind of, you know, grit my teeth, and we're gonna get through this, and we're gonna talk about God, I'm trying to remember who the funniest sort of, like, we're gonna talk about Elijah Badger. I don't even know if he was healthy. He was just a training camp name that stood out. But yeah, 5-5 with five losing post game shows, when last year they did one losing post game show that included the starters. I continue to kind of ask around. Like, I'm not gonna fall on the sword, but if we need to kind of come up with an agreement, you know, where I got to get James Franklin or whatever, and I'll take my $50 million and I'll take one for the team. You know, I'd love to help. Unfortunately, I think I am doing all I can at this point, probably for the best. I was gonna say I don't think the Chiefs need me, but I don't know. I'll go in on the whiteboard and be like, Andy, have you seen what happens when Kareem Hunt runs it under center? I'm sure that would be met with open arms. Yeah.
Yeah, he would receive that very well. Yeah. Maybe it's good news that we don't even have time to talk about the lack of a pass rush. We'll save that for another day. We get Chiefs again this weekend. Boy, it doesn't get any easier against the Colts. You guys will have the coverage for it. They're favored.
I think Josh is going to start picking up cigarettes at the Quick Trip.
Yeah. What I saw the line this morning and I thought I misread it. I was like, oh no, that's perfect. Actually, that's kind of the ESPN analytics gives the Chiefs a 61.7% chance to win that game. Why not?
They have been much better at home. Look, it's going to be the story. It's going to be a TJ. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's going to be a long week as it pertains to the Chiefs. We're going to talk a lot about how annoying and frustrating this all is. It's coming. We're going to get a lot of overreactions. We're going to get a lot of appropriate reactions. We're probably not going to get any underreactions. You're certainly not going to get that from me. And I've been in Chiefs underreactor for the last 4 or 5 years.
I know. I'm there.
It's like, don't worry about it. Like, just talk to me in, talk to me in January. That is not the case this year. They've never been in more danger to not reach the postseason than they are right now. And it is a very real danger and will remain that way, I suspect, through the end of the regular season. It's going to be a long month and a half.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
path to get there is rough.
I'm with you. I'm tired of underreacting to say it's the Chiefs. They'll figure it out because there's no part of me that believes that this Chiefs team can figure it out anymore. And if we're wrong, then can have their field day with it.
I think they can figure it out. Right. I think they can figure it out. Rick and others ask, well, what are we seeing that makes me think that I think they can figure it out and play better and even play better consistently because there's a longer track record with most of this group than just parts of this season. Certainly. So, yes, I think they can still figure it out and become a good team the rest of the way. Certainly. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's going to be enough for them to reach the postseason. I really do think 6-1 is like the benchmark. If they go 5-2 and make it, it will be because they have gotten lucky. 6-1 probably is going to allow them to control their own destiny to try to sneak in. So while I think that, they can play better. They probably will at home against Indianapolis. They may win that game. That's all fine. But it's the question of even if they consistently play better, even if that happens, will that be enough to get to the postseason? And that's where we sit right now.
I can't believe they're favored on Sunday. I keep going back to that.
Yes, you can. They're at home. It's the Chiefs.
I can believe that they're favored, but there's no part of me believes that they should be. If they win that game, it feels like it's an underdog thing. Like
the Chiefs have not been favored. I'll bet you over the last 5 years, the Chiefs have not been favored fewer than 10 times.
Yeah, so I believe that. I'll change my tune. I think that I don't know how I want to phrase this, but it doesn't surprise me that they're favored. But if they are not, if the Colts are not backed by the public at like a 90% clip, that will surprise me.
Yeah,
because Vegas is trying to make money.
Yeah, they're on paper better than they were a year ago. It's just they have not
on the field.
Right, they just haven't played well too often this season. At the beginning, look, they had injuries, they had other things that we were dealing with, and suspensions and all that stuff. So, but since they've been healthy, they have not been playing well, especially not on the road. And not on the road has meant really bad performances the last two times we've seen them out. So that's something that they'll have to do to get better. All right, let's talk KU real quick. Let's talk Darren Peterson. And we'll get more into this throughout the week. Darren Peterson, TJ, we're having a panic session this morning here with the Chiefs. Are you panicked at all for KU basketball at this point?
I mean, it's officially, the needle is moved on the panic scale. I don't think I'm panicking. I'm probably at like a 2 maybe on the Darren Peterson scale. I think that just because of the fact of it was one thing and it was a different thing, which is fine. That can be a thing. And then it's gone from it's sore. We don't want to push it. It's day to day. And then after the game, 24 hours later, it's for the immediate future. And so that makes me think what did he do to his hamstring? And to be fair, hamstrings can get worse over time.
They can.
That likely probably happened.
I hear they first thought cramps, and then if you look like Jeff Goodman yesterday, like the people that are close, Shreyas, who we'll talk to later in the week, the people close to it are the ones that are I think reacting in the way that makes me feel better. Like everybody, this is not he has a hamstring injury, and I think for whatever reason, Bill Self is just kind of not saying it the right way or something after games that leaves the door open to this. What do you mean? Like, if a week ago or 10 days ago, Bill Self had said, here's the deal, guys, Darren Peterson has a hamstring injury, we're going to have to shut him down for a little while. Like, we're going to have to get that thing right so that he's ready to roll. Yeah. Then this would be a very different 100%. Conversation. It's and everyone's like, oh, well, that sucks. But, and I think that's honestly, like, I think that's what this is. They've realized now, like, oh crap, he has a hamstring injury. We have to shut him down. Like, we can't let that thing linger. And so, no, it's not it's just Corpus Christi. He doesn't really need to, or, oh, watch, he'll be ready by Duke. No, I think it's like, we've got to make sure his hamstring's right.
That's the thing. If he would have played against Duke and then like played 40 minutes, then that's whenever people could be upset about that kind of thing, but he's not going to. Like, Bill Self said that, like, he doesn't expect it to be anytime soon. So I can't imagine that means Duke, unless this is some weird gamesmanship, but Bill Self doesn't play it like that. Typically.
No. Or unless he's limited, but with a hamstring, you can't really be limited. You got to kind of go or not go.
That's like the thing that you're completely right here is the fact that it would be different if they would have said it's a hamstring thing. We don't know where he's at, but the fact that they're like, yeah, he practiced this morning and it was sore, so we're just going to take it easy tonight, and then turn into like, we're not sure what that means for Princeton. And then like the day before be like, yeah, he's not going to be able to do it. And then it's like, why? And then after the game be like, yeah, it's the immediate future. So it's like, if that's what's, it's like, oh, that was the slap in the face. It's like, oh, he's hurt. Like, he's actually hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. And I don't think it's anything more than that. And I think honestly, like, for all the panic quote unquote is out there, that's probably good news that it's that, and they just need to get that right. And it's not anything else, because I don't believe at this point that it's anything else, because everything would be speculation at this point, right? The people closest to it or who have access to behind the scenes conversations are telling us they just didn't realize how bad the hamstring was, and they thought it was something else, and it's the hamstring, and they've got to be careful, because the reality is they've got to be careful. I'm telling you, like, I am so excited for K-State basketball and Wichita State basketball right now in this moment on November 17th. And I think that's appropriate. I think appropriate for KU. And I know it's a Duke game, and it's going to be fun, and it's Notre Dame, and then it's Syracuse, and they have all these games. They have UConn. Like, I am not going to truly, like, care about outcomes and those kinds of things probably until conference play begins, or at minimum until Darren Peterson is just cleared to land.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, for KU, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And that's the thing. Like, it's annoying because they play such great games early on, but by all accounts, this freshman could be starring in the NBA right now. And so to be overly concerned that he's not getting the reps, like, there is a world, and nobody wants to hear this, but I'll say it because I think it's true. There is a world where the rest of this roster forced into bigger roles gets better, and they are ultimately better because they've had to go through this stretch to learn, well, who are we if he's not on the floor?
Yeah, 100%. Like, last night, I didn't get a chance to watch the Princeton game. I was covering K-State football. And, you know, looking at the stat sheet last night for Sports Sunday, like, oh, Flory scored 25. Like, I didn't know that Flory could score 25 without Darren Peterson on the court. If Flory could score 25,
I didn't
know
he could score 25, period.
Yeah, like, this is,
and he's
that
is
a good thing
now this year, basically. Yeah. So, that's what I mean. And if Cole Rosario, another young player, develops into option 2A or 2B with Florian Peterson, a lot will have changed for me with expectations for this team. And then, okay, everybody else on the roster, who is going to fill out that lineup and be the people that make this a hard-nosed, mistake-free, you know, who's going to step in and fill those roles then? Because those are things that, you know, early on, if you've got the best college basketball player, if that's what Peterson ends up being, and that's saying something because Cooper Flagg was incredible last year, but, you know, guy in that conversation, if you've got that and he's your crutch early, there will probably be moments if had he played every game where it just becomes the Darren Peterson show. Yep. And while we still want that late, for sure, we still want that to be the thing. Everybody else having to do something a little, asked a little bit more of them is not a bad thing. And guess what, KU fans, they may lose a bunch of games that you're not comfortable with, but unless Peterson stays hurt, but assuming Peterson just is going to stop playing until he's ready to actually play and stay playing, I don't really care. It doesn't matter. I just want to see the nuance of their game. I mean, I still want them to win and I'm going to enjoy watching their games against big time competition, but I'm far more concerned that these other guys step into the roles that ultimately could help KU down the stretch and into conference tournaments and things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I agree with you that this could be a big deal of you know, helping KU down the stretch of who this team is, because, I mean, I can play this hypothetical. If Darren Peterson, knock on wood here, don't think this is true, Darren Peterson's out for the season, is this a top half Big 12 team?
Oh, no. No.
Is it a tournament team?
Fringy, probably.
That's the scary part.
But that was, you know, that reality existed, honestly, how many times have I told you I am unnerved by putting the weight of the world on a true freshman for a Bill Self team? That feels really uncomfortable to me. And that's what we have. Now it's time to find out what everybody else has because he's not there. It makes me uncomfortable, even if he is there, to put that much pressure on a true freshman like that. It's just, it's not normal for a Bill Self team, right? That's not what we typically see. Now, what is normal didn't work the last 3 years. So I'm willing to like enjoy it and have fun with it, but don't panic if they're playing it safe with a hamstring. Everything rides on this kid this year. You don't need him playing through hamstring injuries against Princeton in November. Shut him down until conference season. I don't care. Like, get him right by the time the games matter. We'll discuss it more throughout the week. We're coming right back. We got a little more Sports Daily. Don't go away. All right, that does it for an uneasy, how about we call it, Monday here. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. And then one more text contest to get in here. Journey is coming to Interest Bank Arena on April 4th. You can text the keyword Journey to the number 20357. Enter once daily until November 21st, the end of this week. Standard message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. Chiefs fans, normally I'd tell you to hang in there. I don't know what to tell you. Panic. It's all appropriate. I don't know if they're going to get there. I really don't. I was so sure they were going to win that game if they had the offensive line healthy, and they did not. They fell flat. We'll find out a little bit later. We'll talk a little more K-State tomorrow as we bring in Wyatt Thompson. I'm going to go scour through Grumpy Andy Reid sound today. DJ, we'll have that for you tonight on 12 News.
You want Grumpy Andy Reid or semi-grumpy Chris Klieman? Take your pick. Maybe Lance Leipold. What a grumpiness in the state of Kansas.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.